Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Business on the Edge Extended with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver. We are servicing small businesses with local and national business coaching, consulting services, training classes, small business and professional resources, connections, and industry tools. Connect with us on Twitter, Business on the ED. You can get us there, LinkedIn, Margaret Jackson, and let me know that you're listening there, and Facebook, Business on the Edge, or you can email us directly at on the edge at businessontheedge.biz. Thank you for tuning in to Business on the Edge Extended, our extension from our AM 1220 KDOW show here in the Bay Area. I will be live tonight, AM 1220 KDOW. You can connect with us online if you're somewhere else in the nation, in the world, www.kdow.biz. If you are in the Nine Bay Area counties, and I think we can get you a little bit squeezed in down in L.A., tune in at AM 1220 KDOW. This is my Friday 15-minute promo. What am I going to be talking about tonight on Business on the Edge on our KDOW flagship show, flagship station? We are fourth of the nation in terms of communication, Salem Communication. We're going to talk to Kiva tonight. Kiva, one of the Kiva Kickstarter, Indiegogo, crowdfunding. And so Kiva has a new product that they're going to launch, new service that they're going to launch. In fact, they've already launched it, Kiva Zip. And so we're going to talk to Kiva about what's going on with crowdfunding, crowdsourcing, these new ways of getting creative financing for your business. Is this going to become a, you know, these new ways of creative financing? And I've been talking about creative financing for the last 2 years. And the truth of the matter is we need it. You know, the banks, well, I still got a little bit of thorn in my side in terms of how banks has done their lending in the past. Hence, we don't want to talk about the housing market. But the truth be told, it's not just the housing market, although that really took the life out of the whole world, let alone the country. But smart loans, smart lending, small business owners understanding what they're getting into when they're getting loans. And now when I talk about small businesses, here's the deal. Small businesses have different levels. So say it's a small business, 500 employees, you're getting ready to shift and transition to a mid-sized company. That business owner, that entrepreneur has a different understanding and strategy on how they're going to deal with getting resources, loan resources, the things that they need to keep their company sustainable if they're looking at, you know, investors and those sorts of things. Now, say you have a mid-sized small business, not mid-sized business, but a mid-sized small business. Again, you're looking at a business owner who's aspiring to do something more. You know, if you're at that 500 level of employees, you're looking at that mid-sized level, you're probably looking at becoming a large corporation and possibly a Fortune 1000 company. Don't we love it? Like Apple. Like, I was just looking at the Fortune 1000 list. Walmart, number one. Walmart did not start out as a Fortune 1000 company or even a large company. It started out as a business by Samuel Walton. So resources have to come from somewhere for your business to operate, to grow. And so we've got some very unique ways of doing that today in 2013. So I'm excited about talking about. By the way, if you're a small business owner, self-employed, a few employees or contractors. This is where, you know, in that, I want to say, zero employee to 50 employees, that might be a little bit of a stretch, but business owners, small business owners, can be a little bit of a difficult individual to deal with in terms of their thinking process on how their business should grow and what they should do. And so we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about, on Business on the Edge, large things that large corporations and businesses do that small businesses won't do. And they think that they're going to be sustainable. Do you know you can have a small business and live from paycheck to paycheck, just like if you had a job as an employee and you're living from paycheck to paycheck? How do you get out of that rut? How do you get out of that place? And these are business owners that have been in business maybe 10, 15, 20 years, and they're just set in their ways. Sometimes it's fear. Sometimes it's, I don't know what to do. A lot of different things that keep small businesses from growing. And the other thing is that small businesses are still failing at to me, at an alarming rate with all of the resources available to us. Why are they failing? What's not changing in the paradigm? And so we're seeing all of these different, and I'm asking these questions. And some of this we're going to answer on the show tonight with micro lending, micro loans. And I really dig, I really like this new creative funding rather than just going through traditional funding. Or if you can't get traditional funding, you lean towards SBA. And any of this, you know, the idea is to get, you know, the money back to wherever you're getting it. You know, banks want to make a return on their investment. And quite frankly, banks are not in the business of loaning money to afford your business. They're in the business to create income, to get a return on the investment, to make money. That's what they do. They have niche places that they will lend towards. If you study your banks, when my first small business, we went after getting funding, we studied our banks. We studied 12 different banks, and we learned what their niche was. And in these 12 different banks, I deliberately, on purpose, picked one bank that absolutely was not our niche. I knew it. And why did I do it? Because I just wanted to see what kind of responses I would get. And so I like learning and I like finding out different things. And I can tell you, they wouldn't even give me an interview to sit down and talk to them about, you know, what we were doing. They wouldn't look at the business, but they wouldn't do anything. And so it was quite interesting. And actually, their niche was agriculture. So they would lend into, excuse me, I take that back, it was not agriculture, it was construction, you know, those that built homes and, you know, all of that type of constructional work. So they would not give us any time of day. So, but do your homework. Know what, you know, the banks are doing in terms of their lending processes. And if you're a small business owner and you're a first-timer newbie on getting loans, the best advice I can give you is don't sign on the dotted line until you understand what that impact is going to be for your business if it doesn't work. And I know you're like, no, I don't want to, don't say anything negative, don't say anything bad. You better have an exit plan if you are getting a loan, if something happens, if your greatest idea doesn't work and people don't actually buy it and you're not able to do what you're promising to do outside of your business plan and all of that. Let me tell you, just because you have a business plan, just because you get a loan, does that mean that it's going to be successful? All I'm saying is make sure that you look at the entire picture and be realistic on what that looks like. If it fails, what are you going to do? And I'm talking from experience. I did it. This is why I'm doing coaching today, is because a business, my first business, 7 years strong, six figures, go into a seven-figure company, excited, $250,000 in funding. The housing market crashed. And it just sucked the life out of my company. Multimedia production. No one was, everybody was, you know, pulling their stakes in. You know, they didn't want to outsource that type of work. So you better look at the economy. You better be sure, because sometimes small business owners, you can be so excited about your product and your service and that you think if you build it, they'll come. They won't. You do have to tell them. And then once you tell them, you got to convince them to buy. Did you think about that? You have to, if you build it and you tell them, they have to make a decision to buy. Why should they buy your product? You're wedging into the market. Why should they buy your product that doesn't have the same proven track record as, say, your competitor, some competitor that's out there? Let's just use Starbucks. So you're a new coffee company, and so you've got the best beans on the planet. But Starbucks has the track record. Why should we buy your coffee? What's the value? You know what's your value proposition? What are you giving that is so great that Starbucks is not already doing it? So anyway, I'm just saying, make sure you do a great scenario with your company. You know, if it's mid scenario, worst case scenario, what does that look like? When you don't have to fail. Small businesses are still losing at a ridiculously crazy rate, and a lot of that has to do with the lack of know-how and being realistic and being too stubborn, not wanting to change your products or services to get, you know, to allow people to buy your product or service. Sometimes they don't even want to let go. And the price structure, you know, maybe that's wrong. Maybe, you know, it's not affordable, you know. So you have to look at a lot of different things with regards to that. So we're going to talk to Kiva tonight on your dreams coming true. I want your dreams to come true. We're going to talk about, I've been in 8 different events in the last, 7 days. I don't even do this, you know, these many events. Are you kidding me? And we're doing an event of our own on Tuesday. It is called On the Edge, Small Biz Network Pitch, and we're having such a great response. I just decided to do this like at the spur of the moment. You know, I like spur of the moment stuff sometimes. It's just kind of fun. And I decided, let's do this May 28th. We're going to do a different event. I said, let's push this event back, and let's just give small businesses an opportunity to pitch. You know, not no 30-second elevator pitch, please. If you have a 30-second elevator speech, please keep it home. We don't want to hear it. We just don't. What I want to hear is why we should want to do, why should we want to do business with you? And so I'm going to do a live show 6 o'clock to 6:30 before we get started in our 6:30 to 8:30 networking pitch, and you'll be able to call in. We're going to have some of the people there to talk about their pitches, do their pitches on air, and we're just going to have fun on Blog Talk Radio with our AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge Extended. I have like a minute and a half left. This 15 minutes has gone by so fast. Okay, so I want you to tune in tonight, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., more stuff about your businesses, more about these events I went to and how successful they were and what we got out of them, and you should be doing the same thing as a small business owner. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's number one Bay Area radio show host, business radio show host. So definitely tune in. Get an opportunity to call in. You can call in at 800-516-1220. That's 800-516-1220 on the AM 1220 KDOW. If you're listening live online, www.kdow.biz. Tune in. Connect with us. We have so many resources. And when we get our webinars together out there with our training classes, we're doing these training classes, we're going to put some webinars out there that match those training classes so you that are not here in the Bay Area can connect with us. Connect with us here on air at Blog Talk Radio. We're going to come back to you live. We're going to be posting now some of our AM 1220 KDOW shows. It was really crazy last week. We pre-recorded that show, and I was really, really on my soapbox. I'm really frustrated with predatory business coaching. Stop it. And I really beat up on LegalZoom a little bit, you know, charging for stuff that if you don't know it, you'll pay for it. So live life on purpose and with a purpose. Yes.